Hello out there, it's Young Andy here, and welcome to another edition of the Coulda Beens Interview of the Week. This week, it's Sid Jackson, an Indigenous trailblazer in the VFL. When he joined Carlton from Western Australia, Sid Jackson was a star of the league in the early 70s, and the boys caught up with Sid to commemorate Indigenous Round. So enjoy this interview with Sid Jackson, the Coulda Beens Interview of the Week, available at abc.net.au/coulda beens or couldabeens.com.au and follow the links. This is the Coulda Beens Interview of the Week, on demand.
Look, up in the sky, a superstar from days gone by. Let's have a closer squiz at what it is, as Professor Julian Ross gropes the scope and goes a-gazing at the stars.
Indigenous players have that extra vision that helps them choose the right option other guys don't see. An Aboriginal with talent to burn was Sid Jackson. Started his football life with a mission in South Bunbury. Waffle scouts enthused. Soon, the teenage Jackson starring in the centre at East Perth. Carlton won the grand final in 1968. It saw a need to bolster pace and goal kicking. The Blues wanted Sid at any cost, on the sidelines due to a clearance problem. Later in the year, he acted as Coach Barassi's runner. Messages he passed on, perhaps without Ron's colourful language. At the age of 25, Jackson made his senior debut in 1969. Though 173 and 71, he was super quick, yet immensely strong. The new number 5 made the half-forward flank his own territory, destroyed oppositions with huge drop kicks at full pace, jammed through majors or set them up for Jezza or Robert Walls. 1970, second semi. Sid reported, but beat the charge. The champion at his best on the big stage. The 70 grand final in front of 121,000 people. Collingwood defenders couldn't restrain the little master. The sensational Blue maintained form and fitness, had the durability of a posties motorcycle. The 1972 grand final, Jackson's bullet passes provided goals for Jezalenko, who booted 7. City, 2 of his own. Carlton defeated Richmond by 27 points in a high-scoring affair. The great Carlton half-forward, 136 games, 165 snags, until 1976. Sid Jackson, talent with toughness. He was bloody tough. Jeez, he was tough.
Thanks, Julian, and the legendary number 5 for the Blues, Sid Jackson, currently in Tasmania today, joins us online. Welcome to the Coulda Beens, Sid.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to today and all the celebrations going on around the country for our Indigenous people and players.
It's an astonishing day, Sid, which makes me want you to take us back to when you were playing back in East Perth and then in your first couple of years over here in Melbourne. Could you have imagined something like the celebration of Indigenous Australia that we're seeing over the weekend?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. And, you know, I'm here in Tasmania, but as part of the week celebrating Tasmanian Aboriginal footballers over here. And I'm at the game today just doing that having a lunch for them and presenting them with their medals.
What game are you at, Sid?
I'm at the two rivals, Rocklea Football Club. Who are they playing?
Rochalie.
Playing Longford.
Oh, right in the middle of the island.
Yeah. There's a number of our players playing in that, and they'll be given medals later on, recognition for their contribution to football over here in Tasmania.
Now, your early days in East Perth, Sid, a couple of the most famous Indigenous players in WA going around at that time would have been Graham Farmer and Ted Kilmurray. Were they playing when you were playing there?
No, they were just... I played with Ted Kilmurray, not Polly Farmer, but Polly just left 2 years before to come to Geelong, but I played with Ted Kilmurray, and a bloke before that was a fella called Billy Rowe that kicked about five or six in the last half to win the premiership for them way back in the 50s, 60s.
Sid, much is made today of the assimilation of Indigenous footballers when they come down to Victoria. When you lobbed here, was there an effort made in that manner toward you, or were you pretty much just left on your own?
Well, I was pretty well looked after by the club, Carlton Football Club, and a great committee and looked after all its players and that sort of thing. They looked after me very, very well. I was the only guy around after Polly Farmer for about, except for one that just played for a little while, and then for about 9 years. So
Well, how did it feel being nearly the only Aboriginal football player in that time?
Yeah, it was difficult. I guess I had the spotlight on me more than the guys today. It's just part of the course today. That was difficult. So I was targeted quite a bit because of that situation, because I was just one out, I guess. But that didn't worry me too much. That just made me play harder and more determined and keep my head down. So it was good in that sense.
And you played at, well, I think, about 173 in the current language, which was a small role on the football ground, but you sure could get up for a high mark, Sid. That was a feature of your game.
Yeah, I had a fairly good leap, I used to take quite a few marks, but particularly in Perth. But when I came over here, because Brassy said, you're a ground player, stay down, because you had Jezelenko and Walls and Nichols and all that up in the forward line.
Well, good to see you didn't listen to him.
Oh, I should try and get the ride on the blokes' backs and, use their bodies to get up there as well. So, but then I had to play the ground play because, that was the discipline of the team, and we all had our jobs to do. And I became a half-forward flanker and just a bit of an opportunist from then on. Mm.
Now, it might have stopped you taking speckies, Sid, but you were still allowed to kick drop kicks, and they were magnificent to watch.
Yeah, well, that was a par for the course from Perth, and I should love doing those. Came one time then, Brassy said there's no more drop kicks to be done because I think it was we're playing Geelong, and I'm going to win the game for Carlton, and then a bloke called Peter Walker was on my mark, and he was jumping up and down, and the siren's just about to go, and I'm going to win the game, and I hit him under the chin with the ball. He got knocked him out. He was cut off in the stretch. He went back 30 metres, or somebody kicked it to Wade, and they kicked the goal, and we lost the bloody game.
That was the end of the drop kick.
I went and hid in the club room till dark, and then took off from there.
Now, Sid, you mentioned before that during your senior career in the VFL, you were targeted a little bit. Over the years, you must have had many occasions to advise young Indigenous players coming into the game. What sort of advice have you given them?
Oh, look, so a lot of blokes have paved the way now. It's not that bad for them, but if they get into a situation like that, they will... I just say, look, put your head down and keep going. They're just trying to get at you. It's just a normal opposition trying to, get into your head to put you off your game. So just don't worry about it. Just take it as a situation where it's where you get positive with it and just play the ball, play for your team, do what you have to do to win the game.
Now, Sid, you're down in Tassie today for these celebrations. Are you staying on this evening, or will you be back in Melbourne for the Dreamtime game at the G?
No, I'm staying on here. I won't be back for the Dreamtime, no. I went to it last year, and it was fantastic, and I wish I could be there, of course, but I think it's fairly important here that I'm here with the Tasmanian footballers as well, and recognising them.
It's a good point you make, Sid, because it's not all just happening at the MCG. It's happening right across the country.
It is. Mm. It is, and I'm looking forward to that. There's so many players that come through. From the year 2000, we had about 46 players on the list. Now there's about 80 something. So it's creeping up there, and there's a lot more to come. And a lot of good players have come and gone since as well.
And it's beautiful football to watch as well. Sid, when you were at the Blues, you were one of their favourite sons. Is the blue Guernsey with the insignia on the front still foremost in your mind when you look at the scores in the paper on a Monday?
It certainly is. Yeah, I love it. I'm still on the... I mentor the two kids from Perth at the moment.
Okay.
And I look after them and the jumper is just fantastic. I still part of the club wherever I can and help out with these kids there. Plus the club is still on the past players committee as well.
Oh, terrific.
And Sid, there's all these kids walking around in Carlton jumpers with number 5 on the back.
Quite a few. I mean, well, it's more popular now, I think, with Juddy in it, but And that's good. But if he doesn't win a couple of grand finals in it, I'm going to take it off him.
And well, you should. It's tremendous to see the number five being worn with such distinction. Sid Jackson, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on the Kudamines. All the best for the rest of the Indigenous Round celebrations you're involved in down there in Tasmania.
Thanks very much. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, Sid.
Carlton legend Sid Jackson.